This is election day, you know.
Yes, it is.
And a couple of the polls are open now until 8 o'clock tonight. If you have a couple of questions, maybe these will answer them from some various online sources I've seen. And it's a good reminder, I think. Remember, this is a primary. If you're voting for candidates, you cannot split your ticket.
Yeah, very good point.
You know, you can either, it's either all Republican or all Democratic. Apologies to other parties, like libertarians and those that might feel a little left out, but that's the way it is. The mask question is not required. Remember, we talked about this. You're encouraged to wear one, but you don't have to wear one to vote. According to Governor Whitmer and other governors across the country, it's being seen as you're not required to wear one because it would be seen as an infringement of making you do something to vote. You're encouraged,
right?
But you don't have to.
Yeah, you could wear it while you get your ballot and then take it off in the booth, I suppose.
And as we said, you do have to be identified usually through your license. So you're going to have to, even if you're wearing it, you remove it for that and put it back on.
Right.
You know, if you're going to do that. Michigan does allow same day registration.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not registered, you can still register and vote on the same day. And I think you covered this in the news, that if there's an absentee ballot question, I think that you had a news story on that, that.
Yeah, they had one about if you have an absentee ballot and you haven't had time to fill it out, or you're concerned that you didn't mail it in time, that it's not going to get there. I think you can go in and you can vote a ballot in person.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And if your ballot shows up absentee, it just won't be.
Exactly right.
So.
And if you haven't mailed hit by now, it's not going to count. Take it to your city
clerk.
Yeah, right.
Or drop boxes.
Township or county or whatever.
Yeah.
And I didn't know this, but it says here in this information I saw that if you're wondering about your absentee ballot, you can see if your ballot was received. There's an online site, michigan.gov/vote, which allows you to enter information, and then you can check to see whether it was received.
Yeah,
well, how cool is that?
The other day I reported on my way to work, and it's dark when I'm coming to work, 3:30 in the morning. I drove past my voting precinct at Edison School on Midland Road, and I saw all these signs out there, and I told you how it looked like some candidates had flamingoed the voting site.
Oh, yeah.
I checked yesterday. I was going to take a picture so I could use it to promote today's election. It's not political candidates at all. It is all the graduates of the class of 2020 from John Glenn High School.
Oh, how cool.
They're not candidates, no.
They're not candidates. They're all graduates.
Well, I like that better than some political signage.
Absolutely.
Just greasing the landscape. Well, that's cool. And I've seen that in quite a few places where there's been signs from the ways that schools are trying to honor their graduates who never had a chance to have a graduation ceremony or such, with the signs and things. Oh, that's cool. Hey, get out and vote, please. Again, today is election day.
Dave, I just wanted to tell you this, and not to cause any nightmares for you or the news staff, but I heard an election expert give an interview yesterday, and he said we should maybe get ready for this election coming up in November. We should get ready for election coverage week, not election coverage night.
That's what I'm hearing, election week. Yeah. I heard that Sunday in some of the talk shows.
Does that mean we're going to be here 24/7 for several days?
lots of pizza.
I doubt that. Doubt that we'll be here 24/7.
Put the order in now.